Jose Hernandez is writing his PhD dissertation right now, and he felt like he needed to stay home and get some more chapters finished up, so he asked me to make this presentation on his behalf. It's about estimating the uncertainty in economically optimum fertilizer rates. And obviously everybody in this room is aware of the need to determine the optimum nitrogen rates because of environmental and economic reasons. And in most cases, people report economically optimum nitrogen rates as point estimates without talking about the standard error or the confidence intervals for those estimates. There's been a lot of discussion about the variability in the EONRs as a function of different types of models, whether they're quadratic or quadratic with a plateau, but relatively little discussion about the uncertainty in the economically optimum nitrogen rates themselves. So this paper is actually going to focus on calculating confidence intervals about the economically optimum rates using four different methods: symmetrical confidence intervals using the Wald confidence interval, profile likelihood confidence intervals or confidence curves, which are nonlinear, bootstrap percentile confidence intervals, which are based on a Monte Carlo method, and bootstrap bias-corrected accelerated techniques for confidence intervals. So I'm going to talk a little bit about how each of these perform and how the results differ and what that means in terms of our estimates of fertilizer recommendations. The results that we're going to talk about were based on experimental plots established in Minnesota during 2006. They're all a corn following soybeans rotation, randomized complete block designs with 6 or 7 N rates and 4 blocks, nitrogen applied in the spring, broadcast urea at 4 sites, and 28% at 1 site. The locations are given here. These are all alfasols or mollisols, mostly fine textured soils. And there was a variation of different kinds of tillage practices. But what you can focus on here is the wide range of rates that were applied in all the studies, including the control. And most people know how you calculate economically optimum rates. You fit a regression model to the yield response as a function of the nitrogen rate X, and then you take the derivative of this and set it equal to the price ratio of fertilizer to corn, and you solve for the economically optimum nitrogen rate. In our case, we had a 10-to-1 ratio for fertilizer to corn if you use non-SI units, or 5.6 if you use SI units. You can reformulate this by letting the economically optimum nitrogen rate be expressed in terms of the price ratio and the coefficients of the regression curve. And when you re-express this, it becomes a nonlinear model with the economically optimum N rate as the parameter that you want to solve by least squares. Wald confidence intervals are basically estimates of the EOR plus or minus some type of a quantile, which is based on T values for different probability levels, alpha, and there's also a standard error of the estimate that's involved. These are symmetrical confidence intervals. Confidence curves are nonlinear confidence intervals, which are more appropriate for nonlinear least squares fitting of the data. And here, your T values around any EOR are based on things like the number of observations and the number of parameters in the regression model, the level of probability, you know, alpha equals 0.05, 0.1, et cetera. You can calculate these T values based on the absolute value of the difference between the actual EOR and its estimate times the square root of these terms, which are the profile sums of squares for the least square estimates of EOR. And you can plot the T values as a function of EOR and as a function of confidence interval to give you an idea of how accurate your estimates of economically optimum nitrogen rate are. The bootstrap intervals basically take random samples using a Monte Carlo method from a distribution of values based on the experimental data, and you generate response curves, yield response curves, based on probability distributions. This is an example. All these purple lines are Monte Carlo estimates of response curves. The black line is the nonlinear least squares fit to the response data. So these are the experimental data. And the Monte Carlo method shows you more or less what the uncertainty is about the best fitting least squares curve. The percentile confidence interval uses quantiles of the bootstrap distributions and works best with distributions that are symmetrical. For skewed distributions, the accelerated method gives you more reliable estimates in general. We carried out all these computations using the R programming language. If you're interested in this approach, you can contact us and we'll send you the relevant code. But all of this is readily available in the R libraries that are online and freely available. So here are the raw data for five different sites showing the N rates and the yields. You can see that if we looked at these curves, with the exception of this one, they all tend to approach a plateau, and you can fairly easily identify what should be the economically optimum rate just by eye. Of course, we can do better than that. We can fit the curves and actually estimate the EORs based on standard linear regression techniques. And you can see that at the five sites, we had considerable variability from 130 to 197 kilograms per hectare. Our yields were all very good at the optimum nitrogen rate, and there was a significant response over the control plots. One thing I want to point out is that our standard errors are fairly high, and so this gives you some idea that there is going to be some uncertainty about these EORs. So now we can begin to look at the data for each site. And so what these graphs show is the economically optimum rate at the V for site 1 versus the T values. Okay, so if you have a 95% confidence interval, your T value is about 1.96. And these are the confidence intervals for the 50, 80, 90, 95, and 99% confidence intervals. So at a 50% confidence interval, our EOR is 130, going down to about maybe 127 and up to maybe 134. We look at a 95% confidence interval, our EOR could be as much as maybe 143 and as little as 122 with, an average of about 130. So the point here is that if we try to express our EORs in terms of uncertainty, there's quite a bit of uncertainty, and we probably should be taking some of this into account when we make our recommendations. These confidence curves are nonlinear, and that's kind of an interesting feature about them, is that you don't get the same distance below the EOR as you do above the EOR for a given confidence interval. So there's greater uncertainty in general on the positive side than there is on the negative side of the EOR. So in this case, in this particular site, your 95% confidence interval would go down to about 120 and maybe up to about 225. So big spread on this particular site. Site 3, just more examples. Site 4, site 5. This is a weird site. It's the one that didn't plateau. And when you don't plateau, you get a very highly skewed distribution on the upper side with great amounts of uncertainty on the upper bounds. We can look at these data from another perspective. We can just plot the confidence intervals for the different methods of estimating the confidence intervals. And you can see at site 1, our EOR is about 130, and the uncertainty or the confidence intervals about that EOR ranged from about 122 to 138 with the walled CI, which are symmetrical and are, you know, equal above and below the average. When you get to the non-symmetrical methods, the upper tail is a little bit larger than the lower tail. But all in all, the, you know, the ranges are fairly similar for these methods. Not so at site two. At site two, the likelihood confidence intervals probably perform better because these are constrained to be symmetrical about the average EONR. And you can see that there's a tremendous amount of skewness towards the upper side on all these confidence intervals here. Same is true of site three, site four, and then site five is the one that, you know, really created a lot of problems because it's not a response curve that levels off at the upper rates. And the likelihood confidence intervals are probably more accurate than this method. There was such a large distribution of possible options that the Markov chain methods that we used didn't really give us much useful information at this site. So the implications of this are, of course, that everyone's trying to develop accurate, economically optimum nitrogen rates to maximize productivity, you know, minimize cost, and protect the environment. But we don't take into account what the uncertainty in those values is. And this is a real uncertainty that if you were to replicate these experiments at different sites within the same field, you might actually end up seeing that kind of response, and the farmers would see it as well. So we need to be aware that there is a significant amount of uncertainty about these EOR estimates. And it comes about because the response models are nonlinear, and the economically optimum rate is a nonlinear parameter. So we should be looking at these nonlinear or non-symmetrical confidence intervals. Confidence curves are probably better than the walled confidence intervals because they do account for this non-symmetry. And the bootstrap methodologies look like they're also very interesting, but they don't work in all cases. The walled confidence intervals tend to be narrower in their ranges because they are constrained to be symmetrical. And the other methods tend to work fairly well unless you had a response curve that didn't plateau. We still need a lot more research on these techniques to do these experiments at more sites and to look at including results from multiple sites rather than just single sites. That concludes my presentation. Thank you. Right. The standard error is rather straightforward to calculate based on your, you know, the number of observations and the variance of the experiment, because you normally have replications. So that's calculated automatically within the programs.
Is that the variance of the rate or the variance
of the response? The yield response at a rate. Yeah. And as far as different models, all of our work here is done with quadratic models. That's another important aspect, is that we should be looking at how confidence intervals vary with response models. And I would expect that the confidence intervals would be smaller for some of the models that plateau. If you have a plateau, then obviously that decreases the amount of variability that you have for the EOR estimates on the higher side. So, any other questions?
The site that is not doesn't have a plateau, what was the range?
I think the yields at that site were, I don't remember the ranges. Maybe Jeff or Giles here could.
Is that unusually lower than the other?
No, they're higher. They were quite high. The yields were quite high. That was just a site that responded very strongly to nitrogen. And so maybe it was drainage, maybe the site was not, I don't know if particularly, maybe Jeff or Giles knows that site better than I do. But there could be a number of factors.
Any other questions? Thank you, Dr.
Thanks.